God bless you. God bless you out there. Praise God. And Radio Land, this is Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, bringing you greetings in the name of Jesus, letting you know this is a day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah! And I am rejoicing in God. Amen. What about you out there? Praise God. He's real. He is real. Woke me up this morning, mind clear. Praise God. Thanking him for another day. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Right now, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for forgiveness, God. We thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you, God, for the love that you put in our spirit. And we ask you, God, if you will move today. In the name of Jesus, we realize it wasn't us that woke us up this morning, but it was the hand of God. Glory to God. And we want to thank you. I pray today that somebody will be blessed through this broadcast. Praise God. Amen. We bless the Lord. We honor God. He is God, and besides him, there is no other. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will continually praise him out of my mouth. I feel like putting my feet down. I feel like clapping my hands. I feel like saying, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, my God. Ask God to sanctify his people. I'm included. Make us more holy than we are. Glory to God. Let us know, God, amen, that time is winding up. Time is getting short. Are we ready? Some people not ready, God. Are we ready? Lord, have mercy. To serve you in holiness. In truth. Amen. God is a good God. He's working it out. Father, we ask you to bless the ones in prison, the sick and the shut in. We ask you, God, to move your hand this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I would like to invite you, amen, to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. We're located in Baltimore, Maryland. We hold service on Sundays at 1:30 p.m. And the address is 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue. That's Baltimore, Maryland. And you may call this number at area code 301-732-0461. Again, the address is 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Telephone number is area code 301-732-0461. Come and join us on Sundays. You won't regret it. Again, the time we start service is 1:30 p.m. Whosoever will, let them come. Oh, my God, let them come. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Come on out and be blessed by God. Amen. All roads leads to 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Sunday morning, Facebook, praise God, 11 o'clock a.m. We on Facebook. Join us, praise God, and hear what thus says the Lord. Amen. If you're going to Lakeland, Florida, any part of Florida that's close to Lakeland, Florida, praise God, Sunshine of Faith number 2 church is there. Praise God, under the leadership of Pastor Terry and co-pastor Rhonda White. Praise God, and you may call this number at area code 863-812-6227. Again, praise God, that's Pastor Terry and co-pastor Rhonda White. They are located in Lakeland, Florida. And you may give them a call at area code 863-812-6227. Also, it's another number, praise God, and I will give that out, amen, soon. Amen. Join them. They come on Facebook, I believe, at 12, between 12:15 and 12:30. Amen. A man and woman of God that knows what they're doing. Amen. Praise God. A woman, a man and a woman of God under the leadership of the late Apostle Nettie Durrell, my spiritual daughter, took a flight. Amen. And went with Jesus. That's what we all got to do one day. We all got to take that flight. It's a date and a day that we're going to leave this earth and meet our Heavenly Father. Excuse me. Say amen. Praise God. God is good. I tell you, I feel good like a Christian should. I haven't lost my joy. Praise God. When you lose your joy, you don't have no peace, no happiness. Huh? When you lose your joy, you don't have no hope. But God Almighty, in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are blessed. We are blessed at all times. Lord, in the city, out of the city, in our homes, in church, wherever we go, we are blessed. Praise God. The song says, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Lord knows we are blessed. I didn't say just myself. I said we. Some folk not ready yet. Woo! Good God Almighty. You got to be ready to do what thus says the Lord. Glory to God. Yes, David said he has anointed my head with oil. Let me tell you, when you're anointed by God, something inside of you is telling you to go ahead. Woo! Yes, sir. No matter if you're going through the valley of trials and tribulation, I'm still going on. I'm still pressing my way. Yes. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Some people not ready to press. Thank you, you got to know Jesus. You got to be able to go through things. Amen. Praise God. We being tested to be blessed. We going, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said, I'm getting ready to take people to another level. Are you ready? Do you want to stay in that level you're in? Not me. I want to get all what God got. Say amen. Get what God got. You know, this is a spiritual growth time. We look at things in the flesh, but we better start looking at things in the spirit. Because the flesh can fool you, but the spirit will deliver you, huh? Will give you hope. Most of all, love. Oh, my. Are you in love with Jesus? Are you really in love with Jesus? Because if you are, you in love with the Word of God. He said, I and my Father are one. The Word of God teaches us how to be blessed. Teaches us what to do. Teaches us how to walk in God. God's Spirit is in us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Nobody's going to do us like Jesus. Take time and see what God got for you. Know that you're in God. Somebody said, well, I'm in God because I testify. I get happy. I get that shouting. And I get the, hey, look, that don't mean you're in God. The devil can shout. Devil can speak in tongues. I don't know what kind of tongues they are. But it's in the living. We are blessed. I'm looking for God to do great things and marvelous things for his people. Huh? I'm looking for God to answer prayers. What? Yes. I want God to answer prayers. I want God to let me know that I'm on the Lord's side. What about you? It's not all about me. But I want to hear from God the more. I want God to talk to me. Do you love him? Do you really love God? If we say we love God, we'll do better. We'll want to grow up in God. We want the Lord to plant our feet on higher ground. Lord, I felt that shout right there. Woo! I felt a shout in my feet. We must learn how to discern and witness to what is the truth and what is not the truth. Know the Spirit of God. Learn about the spirit of error. Because some of us are walking in darkness and think we're in the light. When you walk in God's light, you're going to obey God. Why you think God separates darkness from the light and light from darkness? Because those two don't mix. That's just like pouring oil in water. That oil is not going to stay at the bottom. It's going to rise. It's time for us to rise up in God. Take our right places in God. And I ain't talking about the church building. I'm talking about in God. It's time for us to really know. Well, I know who Jesus is. He did this for me. But what are we doing for him? What are we really doing for God? We need to check ourselves. We give the devil too much place. We do too many worldly things to say that we love God. We love God, we'll do what he tells us to do. Well, Christians, we ought to have time to do something. All this time we got, but it depends on what we're doing. We want God to favor us. We want God to depend on us. We want a God for us to depend on God. We don't have a problem with God. God got the problem with us. God looking for righteous people, people that's going to stand. Instead of finding fault, say something good. Praise God. Get connected with God. Ain't nobody can tell me nothing. Well, see, that's the problem. Nobody can tell you anything. But if you're in God and I'm in God, we shouldn't even think like that. Destroy that devil that's in you. Tell Satan, cast that devil out of you. Lay hand on yourself. Tell him you won't be defeated. Because the God that's in you is a destroyer. He will destroy sin. Anything that done come up before you and you know it's not of God, ask God to destroy it. We need God every day. And God was revealing to me how people just lie. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And then don't even say, God, I lied. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lord. Help me. A liar will not turn this out of God. See, God's word talks to us. We got the word right before us. And God tells us the right and the wrong. Praise the Lord. How far are you in God that you think you don't need no more of God? The Spirit of the Lord said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, I didn't do it, you didn't do it. God created the heaven and the earth. I don't see your name on there. and I don't see my name. But God did it. God did it. And then in the word of God, in John, chapter 16, let me get my word out here. Lord, have mercy. We better come on and get right with God. And we better do it soon, because time is winding up. It's winding up. We can't worry about other people. Some people don't want to do right. You got to keep it moving. I got to keep it moving. I can't look back. Don't look back. It takes God to build a house. John chapter 3, verse 16. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Only way you and I are going to have it, we got to live the word of God. Say, for God so loved the world. God had to love us to give up it all. Give up his only begotten Son. Would you or I give up our sons? That's something to think about. Some people say, well, I've died for my children. Well, I'm going to be honest. I can't say that. Because at that time, I don't know what I might do. God so loved the world. That's why we got to seek God daily. We got to seek him every day, saints of God. The way things are going on in this world, and we lay down sleep at night, we don't know whether we're going to wake up in the morning. We land there asleep. Folk all around our homes, all around our cars. Look at all these people getting killed. Huh? Look at the drunk drivers. Look at them killing other people. You notice most time a drunk driver don't die. The other car and the people in the car passes. It's time for us to know the truth. It's time for us, excuse me, to appreciate God. God gave up his Son. He is the creator. He is our deliverance. He's our way maker. He's our provider. He's everything to us. Nobody can eat shandorobuka. Hallelujah. Nobody can do us like Jesus. Praise God. And look, nobody's going to stop serving God for nobody that really want to do right. The Lord been dealing me. He said, I'm getting ready to do a new thing. And people are going to be amazed. No prayers are going to hinder the work that God got for his people. People can pray all they want to pray. And them prayers are going to go right back and hit them in the face. Because the Bible said the firm effectual prayers of the righteous prevail as much. And you think God's going to go back on his word for you or I? No way. Because he's that kind of God. He's a friend. He's the greatest friend we ever can have. He created the heaven and earth. I didn't do it. You didn't do it. He breathed into man, and man became a living soul. He took the rib out of Adam and brought forth woman. We got a many people that have great ministry in them. Great ministry. But they don't know how to go forth. So God said, well, I've called people to help these people. How can we help somebody and we can't even help ourselves? It's time for us to be able to discern the enemy, to see the enemy as he is, and plead the blood of Jesus on that devil and curse every unclean spirit. God is a clean God. I tell folk in a minute, I dance around the devil. I shout around the devil. You got to be able to put your feet down on that devil's neck. Amen. And tell him I curse you in everything that you're trying to do against the people of God. God don't hear no wicked prayers, because he is a true and a living God. God loves us. God so loved the world. Oh, my God. And the way sometimes we do God, we don't have no shame. It don't look like it don't matter to us, but it should. We ought to be more grateful, more thankful. And you know, a lot of time we don't tell the truth, and we are our own selves. Say amen. And because of love and because of grace and mercy, God forgives us. He made us. He know all about us. He know where we live. He's blessing us. I tell the devil, I don't care how much you come. Huh? There's a man named Jesus. Woo! God Almighty. Ah! Lord, have mercy. A man named Jesus. He's the doctor. He's the lawyer. He's the finance committee. He's my hope. He's your hope for tomorrow. Nobody can do us like Jesus. Praise God. We got to stand firm on the word of God. We got to, because the enemy is out to destroy God's people. But we can't let him do that. When you see the enemy coming, rebuke him, bind him up, cast him out. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Lay hand on yourself. Tell that devil, get out the way. Move your stumbling block. You can't hinder nothing God got. You can pray against it. You can talk against it. Oh, my God. You can lie, but you can't fool with God's word. Because the word is true. We need to be delivered. We want to do things our way. Your way is not enough and mine's not. Only God's way. It's time to serve God. It's just not coming to church, singing a song, testifying, shouting. That, hey, look, the word is right. We got to live that word. All this word we get on the prayer line. And through blood, and some of us are still in that pit. But you got to want to come out. You got to destroy that enemy. It's trying to hinder you from being the man and the woman of God and the little boy and the little girl that you should be. We got teenagers now telling about Jesus. And here we old folk sitting back in our little groups lying. Prophesying to one another all the time. Ain't prophesying the truth all the time. And here come that boy and that girl, 10 and 12 years old, preaching, teaching. We better know who we serving. We done had death in the families, so many deaths this year. Yes, we have. I think most of the families that I know, and even my family. Come on. God trying to tell us something. We need to live more holy every day. Don't you know every day we sin against God? Sometime in the way we think and act. That's sin. But we know a man named Jesus. Get down on your knees and repent. And ask God to have mercy on you. And tell God what's going on in your life. He'll do it. He'll fix things if you want to be fixed. When we know we're doing wrong things, saying wrong things, we need to go to God. I think me as well as me, we done come short of that. Sometimes we think things is all right what we say or do, but it's not. But I tell you one thing, the Holy Ghost will convict us. It'll say, Pastor Osborne, that's not right. Pastor Osborne, you didn't do that right. You better stop putting yourself above the word of God. Stop testifying above your living. I've always said that down through the year. Never testify above your living. Tell God about it. He'll help you. He'll fix it. Sometimes I wake up at night weeping and crying. God, have mercy. I don't wake up and say, God, I need a new car. God, I need you blessing me now. I'm repenting. Calling on God. Weeping and crying out. Because I don't want to keep that in my life. I don't want to be in that shape. Repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. That's the purpose of John the Baptist. Telling the people repent. Because somebody greater is coming along. I'm saying repent. Guess what? There's a man named Jesus going around taking names. Make sure our name is right with God. He's good. Praise God. God is good. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Praise God. We walking around with hatred in our heart. Walking around, I don't lack this one, and I don't lack, don't even lack yourself. So if you don't lack yourself, you ain't lack nobody. Love yourself first. Then when you love yourself, you can love somebody else. Chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. He made you and I. He just didn't give up his son for us to do our own thing and live a ragged life. God don't want us to do that. He wants us to live a clean life spiritually. Get with God. Go to the mountain with God. Get that secret closet. Get in that secret closet. You hear from heaven. I hear from heaven. I'm preaching whatever I'm doing. And that goes with me first. It starts with me first. Thank you, Lord. I just want to sing this little song, then I'm going to go off. Father in Jesus' name. Father in Jesus' name. Lord, help us in Jesus' name. I'm praying in Jesus. Woo! Good God Almighty. Jesus' name, I'm praying in Jesus' name. Lord, help us in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, Father in Jesus' name, Lord help us, in Jesus' God bless you. I pray that I've said something that will encourage you. I pray that I've been a blessing through the word of God. Amen. Praise God. And this is Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries saying, I love you. God bless you. Until the next time.